It's time for your 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Looking to fish local lakes and rivers this week? Stop by Mountain Hardware and Sports before you go. Whether you're chasing trout on the Little Truckee, Coconut Stampede, or casting from the shore at Donner, their local fishing experts can help you find the right gear, flies, lures, and tackle for the conditions. With four convenient locations, everything you need for a successful day on the water is close by. You can also shop anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Flows on the Truckee River remain strong for this time of year, measuring 291 CFS out of Tahoe City, 314 CFS through Truckee, 461 CFS near Boca Ridge, and picking up speed heading down the hill at 490 CFS near Farad. Lake Tahoe continues to provide a healthy release into the upper river, but warm afternoon water temperatures remain a concern. Try to stick to the early morning hoot owl window, which is roughly from 5:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., when the water temperatures are at their coolest. They're starting out in the high 50s and can climb into the low 70s by the afternoon, with cooler water generally found below Boca Reservoir. Nymphing remains the most productive approach. Stoneflies, tan and green caddis, PMDs, and small mayfly nymphs are all good choices. Molting crawdads are also on the menu, so making crayfish patterns worth a try. Grasshoppers are becoming noticeable along the river, so a chubby Chernobyl paired with a small zebra midge can make an effective dry dropper setup. The best bite has been from Glenshire through the canyon, with small rainbows making up most of the catch. Flows on the Little Truckee River have dropped considerably and are currently around 46 CFS, right between Stampede and Boca. Despite the lower flows, fishing remains good throughout the day, thanks to the consistent tailwater temperatures averaging in the mid-50s. Some algae has started appearing in sections of the river due to the warm weather, which may foul flies, and anglers should expect plenty of foot traffic. Remember to be courteous, spread out, and share the river when it gets busy. Pale morning duns are the most prominent hatch from the morning into the early afternoon, with midges active first thing in the morning and some caddis appearing later in the evening. You can find success with both indicator nymphing and dry fly fishing. Focus your nymphing efforts on deeper pools, while rising fish throughout the day can provide good opportunities for dry flies or dry dropper setups. PMD patterns representing nymphs, emergers, and duns are all worth carrying, along with midges and caddis. Smaller flies in sizes 18 to 20 are producing the best, and long leaders paired with 6X tippet and a careful presentation can make a big difference. If one area is slow, keep moving and look for rising fish or deeper pockets. A quick word from our sponsor over at Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're planning a weekend camping trip or a day on the trail, the employee owners at Mountain Hardware and Sports are there to help. They offer trusted outdoor brands and everything from tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags to hiking footwear, water filtration, camp cooking gear, and trail essentials. Their experienced team can help you find the right gear so you spend more time enjoying the outdoors with confidence. Stop by any of their four locations in the Truckee Tahoe area or shop online to get trail ready. Fishing at Donner Lake has been fair, though increased summer boat traffic has slowed the shore bite. Rainbow trout are still being caught from the west end using powerbait, worms, and spinners, with slip sinker rigs producing the best results from the shore. If you're on the boat, you can find fish suspended at several depths, with mackinaw holding around 60 to 80 feet and schools of kokanee around 30 to 40 feet. With recreational traffic increasing as the day goes on, the best fishing window is early in the morning from 5:30 to 10 a.m. So the temps are cooler, fish are more active, and the lake is quieter. Boca Reservoir continues to be one of the better fishing destinations in the area. With healthy water levels and consistent action, early mornings and late evenings are producing the best fishing. Trout fishing has been productive near the dam, where shore anglers are having success with worms, powerbait, and rooster tails. Kokanee fishing also remains strong, with schools of 10 to 12-inch fish providing steady action. If you're trolling wedding rings behind flashers and covering plenty of water, you'll find the most success locating schools. For the best overall experience, focus on the cooler morning and evening hours. Stampede Reservoir continues to provide plenty of options. Kokanee fishing remains consistent, with pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers producing fish 40 to 60 feet down near the Sage Hen and Little Truckee inlets. Kokanee remain on the smaller side at around 8 inches, but for rainbow trout, you'll find success trolling Rapalas, while shore anglers are catching fish near the dam with worms, powerbait, and spinners. Smallmouth bass fishing is also good, especially around the dam and the rocky shorelines. With trout, kokanee, and bass all providing opportunities, Stampede remains a solid choice if you're looking to target multiple species. And Prosser Creek Reservoir is around 80% full and continues to offer productive fishing. With less boat traffic than some other local waters, cutthroat and rainbow trout fishing has been especially good near the north end, where worms, powerbait, and salmon eggs are producing quality fish. Bass fishing remains strong, with fish feeding around the weed lines, submerged structure, and warmer pockets of water. Crawdad imitations, senkos, and inline spinners such as rooster tails are all effective choices. With opportunities for both trout and warm water species, Prosser remains a reliable summer option for anglers of all experience levels. Your local 101.5 Fishing Port is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairson to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out in the water for the day. As you enjoy our local rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, remember to help protect the places that make these experiences possible by practicing Leave No Trace principles. Pack it in, pack it out, and do your part to keep our fisheries clean and healthy for future generations. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at truckytalradio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Just search KTKE. You and me.